Philadelphia is one of the first airports in the country where the TSA will no longer require passengers to remove their shoes while going through security. TSA says they are always exploring new and innovative ways to enhance the passenger experience and our strong security posture. That's a quote. The change will be phased in to other airports across the country. Todd Curtis is an aviation safety consultant and the creator of airsafe.com, and he says getting rid of the rule is a good thing.
If new threats arise, I think the systems are in place around the world to respond to those threats. However, if those threats have been addressed, and I believe the shoe bombing threat has been addressed, I think those rules will change.
The no-shoes rule was implemented by TSA nationwide in 2006, 5 years after shoe bomber Richard Reid attempted to blow up an American Airlines flight from Paris to Miami with explosives hidden in his shoe. Reid failed to detonate the explosives, and the plane landed safely in Boston after passengers helped to subdue him.